بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter that we should aid one another on good works and what taqwa with regard to the fear of Allah. And this is not just a matter of this being the chapter, but it should be in our lives. We should think, how much do we aid one another in good things, in the matters of deen and on piety and righteousness. And then yesterday we read the hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who gives the expenses for a person, a mujahid, to go out in the path of Allah when he hasn't got his own money, and somebody sponsors him, then he also gets the same reward. In the same way, if somebody is gone out in the path of Allah and somebody looks after his family, he also gets the same reward. So with regard to that hadith, further commentary we read that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam justified the sponsoring of a mujahid or looking after the family of a mujahid as jihad. That if you just sponsor somebody, and this is not restricted only to somebody going out in jihad, but in any matter whatsoever, any deeny matter, where you sponsor, you aid, you cannot go yourself, or you do go, but at that time you cannot go, and you support somebody. In the same way, it can be financial support, it can be support as far as you encourage the person, and you allay the fears that he might have, and you make him mentally prepared to do that work. That person will also be included. And a person who goes out in the path of Allah, in whichever way, in jihad, he goes out in jamaat, he goes out to become an alim, or any other good work, to go and do social welfare work, and you look after his family and support his family in a good way, in a proper way, you also get that same reward. And in that light we see that mashallah, there are so many people who always are ready to sponsor any good cause, and they also get the same reward. A person who, for example, builds a masjid or takes part in the building of a masjid, then in that masjid, whoever will read namaz there, perform namaz, any person, any good work that carries on in that masjid, in that place, that person who sponsored, he's also getting his reward all the time. So there are so many ways to reach Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have written, Buzurgani Deen have written, that as many as the creation of Allah, there are so many ways to reach Allah Ta'ala. And some have written even further, that not only the creation, but the breath they take. One person in one minute, how many breaths he takes. In his whole life, the whole creation, how many breaths? There are so many ways to reach Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will all this good that a person does with the condition of sincerity in the correct way. Allah does, inna Allah la yudhi'u ajr al muhsinin. And this good deeds, Allah does not destroy them, and he get the full rewards for it. So there are many ways that many people, that all people can reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is for us to choose the way. If we can't do one thing, if we can't become an alim, for example, a hafiz, we can't go out in jamaat, we can't go out in jihad, but we can support the causes. Financially and other ways we can support those causes, and we are also part of all that. Because assisting a mujahid is supporting a good cause, while supporting his family financially or otherwise is equally meritorious. Because to go out in jihad is very meritorious. To become an alim, a hafiz, or anything else, a person, all that, those are good causes. And all that, as far as dunya is concerned, their asbab is required, means are required. And every person does not have that means, though he has that desire to do that good work. So those who have the means, and they are not at that time in a position to do that work, but they have the means, the finances, the support, etc., and they give that support, Allah Ta'ala gives the reward to each one equally. All get that reward. So merciful is Allah Ta'ala. It is just for us to find that way. Many times we find ourselves, for example, I can't get up for tahajjud. It's too hard for me to get up for tahajjud. Try your best, but there are many other things which are easy for you to do. Just to give somebody a lift, or tell somebody that person has got place in his car, he will be able to give you a lift. Just to deliver a parcel, any small thing, whatever good, there are so many good things we can do. Or just sit with the tasbih and read tasbih. There is always good that a person can do. If we can't do all the good, don't stay back from doing some good at least. Try and do as much as we can, everything. But whatever we can do, we should try and do. We are encouraged to look after the needs of those who devote their time in serving the Muslims. This is another very important aspect also, that there are certain people who devote their time to look for the Muslims' sake. Like commonly we find that the ustads who are teaching in a maktab, in a madrasa, and they are paid for that. Actually, it was their duty to do it, and they are doing it. But to do both things, earning a living also, and teaching, making imamat, everything also, is normally not possible. If a person can't give his attention to two things at the same time. So such people should be freed. And the other people who are doing their business, etc., they should support these people. As we have our jamaat, and they organize, and they employ people to teach in the madrasa for imamah, the upkeep of the masjid, etc., the cleanliness of the masjid. So for all these things, we should also be contributing. How much we can, and what if we are in a position to do, for that also there is great, great reward. So whatever good work we can do, we should try and take a part in that. The responsibility of jihad is not restricted to one particular group of Muslims. Rather, every Muslim should physically be part of jihad or financially contribute towards it. Jihad or any other matter of deen, all these things are not restricted to any group. The whole ummah is responsible for it. And if we are in a position to do it ourselves, nurun ala nur, that is the best. But if we are not, and we can support that group, even if we just supply the logistics for it, or we just supply any other aspect for it. In short, whatever good we can do, whichever way, and it should not be the opposite, that we don't do any good, but we always find the time to criticize those who are trying. Those who are trying to do some good, we criticize them. We go on a fault-finding mission, and we find fault with them. So that should not be the case. We should appreciate all the good that is taking place, and we should support it in every way. And we should not damage it in any way by criticizing wrongly. Good criticism is healthy. Healthy criticism is good. Then to encourage them to do things in the right way. Things mustn't be done in the wrong way. And this is not supporting wrong causes. This is supporting the right causes. May Allah give us a proper understanding of our deen and give us all tawfiq to practice upon our deen as is required of us. And may Allah give us the full reward in akhirat and in dunya as well. Amen.